Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. This weekend's show is the first opportunity to have the new president of Columbia College joining us in studio. He is the president, Shantanu Bandyopadhyay. He's been talking about his background as well as the challenges facing community colleges. And President Bandyopadhyay, next thing I want to ask you about, you know, your role as president of Columbia College. Specifically, what do you kind of envision your role to be?
I kind of touched upon that. One is fostering a greater partnership with the local community. Second is economic development. How do we contribute to the local economy from a college's perspective? How do we partner with the local community, local industries, and prepare the students for the jobs of the future? Now, when we're talking about the challenges facing community colleges, we talked about challenges from the college perspective. If you look at the student population, the two biggest challenges that's facing the student of today about higher education, one is affordability and other is employability. If you're a student, you're looking at those two things. How can I pay for my college? And once I get my college degree, what am I going to do with it? And that's where my focus would be, that I see my role that any student who is coming into our college, they should be able to get an education without piling up a huge amount of debt that they would not be able to pay. How do we do that? I don't have any magic wand, but we'll be looking for that. How do we do it? And the second part is, once they are educated, then what? They need to be starting their jobs. They need to be paying back their bills and so on and so forth. How do we prepare them for that? So those are the two areas that I would like to focus on. Affordability, employability.
How do you see the way that you the best to prepare students for the workforce and getting out there and making some money, as you mentioned?
You know, that's a wonderful segue to the next question that we said, what I've been talking about, affordability and employability. Now, visualize this in this way. All along, when we think about college, we think somebody comes in, they do an associate degree, transfer out to four-year institution, do a baccalaureate degree, master's degree, so on and so forth. That's not necessarily everybody has to go for. There are two distinct career paths that I can identify which our students can take. There are some folks who are in a position to financially, economically, mentally, their academic preparation-wise, they want to do an associate, go on to transfer to a four-year institution, baccalaureate degree, master's degree, and so on and so forth. Absolutely, they will continue doing so. There is another part of the population who are looking at what we call the career technical education. And when we look at Columbia College, we are very strong and focused on the career technical education. Some of the programs that I would like to mention in this area is our fire technology. Right now, as the fire season just got over, or it's still continuing, you can understand the need for that kind of firefighters that we prepare from our college. Hospitality industry. We have the casinos here, which are one of the biggest employers, and they need lots of folks in the hospitality industry. Automobile technology, nursing, forestry, child development, and all of those areas. Now, when a student is coming in, this is something that Columbia College has pioneered, a whole new way. Each of these programs need classroom instruction, and each of these programs need something like an on-the-job training. That on-the-job training becomes very difficult and critical for the students, because unless they have the real-life experience, mere classroom may not prepare them for the job. Most of the time, it is difficult for us to partner with the on-the-job part of it. What we have started doing is we have partnered with the Black Oak Casino, with Jackson's Rancheria, and a variety of places where our students can go and gain their on-the-job experience, also get paid for what they're doing. Serves two purposes. A, they're becoming more employable. B, they're earning money as they're going. So those are the kind of ways that we would prepare our students to be participating in the workforce of tomorrow.
What kind of role do you think the college should have when it comes to working with the local high schools to kind of get those students who are exiting high school ready for the community college?
Let me give you a number, just if I can say hot off the press this morning. Last year, we had 71 students who came from the local high schools onto the college to start their academic journey. That number jumped from 71 to 117 from last fall to this fall. It's almost a 65% jump. Not only that, we are funding for the first year of this college students through a promise program. And this was possible by a $2 million endowment that was given from the community onto the college foundation. So each of these college students, these 117 who are coming in, provided they meet certain criteria, their college tuition fees would be paid for. It is great to know that students are getting to know about this opportunity and they are coming in larger numbers to take advantage of this opportunity. We do work very closely with Sonora, Somerville, Calaveras, and Bret Harte High Schools. We also do have a middle college program with Sonora High Schools where the school students can take courses in the high school and in college. So what we are trying to do is A, give them a test of college when they're in high school, and B, prepare them for some of the college courses so they can shorten their college path once they are graduating from high school. Of course, on the affordability side, if they have a scholarship, they are not piling up or spending their own money to attend college. My next initiative also would be, how do we provide them free books or some resources for open online education resources, as we call in our code words, so to say, so that they do not incur huge debt in paying for their books as well. So that would be a kind of a comprehensive program to allow the students to come in and take advantage of the higher education system.
I remember as a student myself years ago, books, that is a surprising price tag when you have to buy those books every single year.
For sure, yes. And when you think about it, classical algebra did not change much in the last 100 years. Although there's a new edition of the book every year. Why does that happen? Or history or those kind of areas, which are kind of static. So there are, with the advent of technology, we are seeing what we call the open educational resources where those things can be used. It's a matter of integrating that with our curriculum and finding good resources where we are not shortchanging our students. So we have to be careful about what we are bringing to the students. Also, there are copyright laws, which are more internal to us, but we have to navigate all of those so that students can take advantage of it at a much lower cost.
For those who aren't familiar with the types of programs offered at Columbia College, can you give us a little bit of a snapshot overview of the type of the things you offer?
Absolutely. Again, there are two different types of programs, so to say. One is more the general education, and you have the traditional fields like science, engineering, those who are bound for those kind of degrees. They can get the general education, 30 units cleared from here, and study physics or chemistry or mathematics or social sciences or art, and then transfer onto a four-year institution. So that path is very widely established, well-known, and works for some. On the other side, what we have, a very strong career technical education part. Those who do not want to be spending next 4, 5, 6 years of their life in education for a variety of reasons, they can take advantage of this. Some of the programs, as I mentioned, fire technology, forestry, and those two I specifically mentioned because if you look at the geographic area of us and around our surrounding locality, Yosemite, we have the natural resources of forestry and forest management. This is our natural resource, which is not available anywhere else. If we can manage it well, if we know how to do it, we do two things. We turn this forest into resources and dollars and pay living wage for people. B, we also actively manage fire, which devastates many of the economies. So it's a dual advantage kind of a thing if we can do a fire and forestry program. Hospitality, as we said, again, being in one of the top 5 national parks in the country, hospitality is big out here. How do we develop a workforce which can help the hospitality industry? Auto technology, cars are cars. We always need the cars and we have people to repair those. So that's another program always in demand. Couple of areas, child development apprenticeship program is another one that we look at because that's another huge need in the community. My specific focus would be if I can tie up with some of the Bay Area large-scale Silicon Valley operators and see how those jobs can come in here. It always surprised me that those jobs can go from San Francisco to Bangalore, India, which is about 12,000 miles away, but they cannot travel 200 miles and come to Sonora, California. Think about it this way. If you are in Bay Area, if you are getting $60,000 in a year, you cannot do anything with that money because home prices are $1.6 million there. If you get $60,000 in Sonora, California, you are living well. So that's the economic situation that we have. It's an issue of how do we have the infrastructure and how do we convince our folks who are in the Bay Area that right in our backyard, we can train the workforce and we can develop that workforce that can cater to their needs.
We are talking with the new president of Columbia College on this weekend's Motherlode Views. We need to take one more break. We're joined in studio by Shantanu Bandopadhyay, and I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll return with our final segment in just a minute.